Before we go to our next question, I think this is an ideal time right now to get a leadership lesson from Coach Larry. Coach Larry O'Brien, he is the chief learning officer for Mendoza and O'Brien. Larry travels all over the world, frankly, and delivers world-class training programs, coaching. He hosts seminars. He is well sought after. He's fantastic. I've known Larry for over 25 years. He's at the absolute top of his game. And I have all of his segments each week posted to my website, PeteTheJobGuy.com. But with no further ado, let's get our leadership lesson from Coach Larry.
Hey, congratulations. You just hired the perfect candidate. Or as they say in search, you found the unicorn. You worked really hard on the job description. You identified the skills, the experience, education that that person needed to be successful. Not only that, you crafted the smartest interview questions to ask, and you put together a panel of your best interrogators. I mean, your best interviewers. And it took months to find the right person. But here they are, a perfect match, and you can't wait for them to start. Fast forward 6 months, and it's time to do the review. How many new accounts have you generated? Zero. How much revenue has been generated? Zero. How much team conflict and negativity has been generated? A lot. So what went wrong? Was it the onboarding process? Did he not get the training he needed? Chances are you simply hired the wrong person. But how could that be? HR, they were giving each other high fives because you did everything right. Well, it turns out there's a continuum of skills and traits that go from easy to difficult to develop. Things like communication skills, technical skills, presentation skills, client management skills, those things can be learned and developed somewhat easily through training. However, personality traits like energy, positivity, courage, authenticity, adaptability, innovation, handling stress. Those are much harder to develop and they're more innate. Most likely in your interview, you only focused on skills and experience and you completely ignored attitude, traits, and personality. So how do you do it? What is the proper way to hire for attitude? Well, first of all, you need to know what the job requires. Do you need someone who is organized? Do you need someone who is outgoing? Do you need someone who is a great learner? Do you need someone who is a great process thinker? Or in my case, are you someone or do you need someone who can make it rain? One of the ways to best define the qualities you need is to look at your top performers. The people who are currently in that role. What do they do that separates them ahead of the rest? Again, a first step is to define the traits needed for that particular role. Second, find yourself a personality assessment that can assess that person's fit and potential. Now, a caution here. This should be used for screening purposes only. It should not be used to make the actual decision, and more on this later. Next, create questions to evaluate the traits that you're looking for. Tell me about a time where you had to energize the team after a failure. Tell me about a time that you innovated your way to increasing market share or solving a problem. Finally, another practice hiring managers do is they create situations where you can get insight into the person's real personality. Now, check with your HR about this because I don't know that they're going to be giving high fives about this idea. But here are some examples to get more insight. You know, find out from the security guards, if you have them, hey, how did they treat you? Were they rude? Did they get impatient? How did they treat the receptionist? You know, how did they interact with the other candidates? Were they outgoing? Were they competitive? You know, I even heard of one company that they took all the candidates who out to dinner, and they knew that they were all competing for that same job. And then they stopped the dinner, and they had them give an impromptu speech. And so the first person stands up and says, "Hey, you know what? let me try. And this person's a ringer, meaning this person is actually an employee who already had a speech prepared and was a super dynamics presenter. So talk about the stress of having to go after that person did. So the intent here is not to be mean, because these people who you're interviewing are the potential future of your organization, and being mean is just not appropriate. But the point is, gather as much data, especially when that person is acting in normal situations. So this all may seem daunting. Identifying traits for the job, personality assessments, interview questions. One tool I have used is called the Predictive Index Platform. And it is just that. It's a platform, a tool you can use to identify job requirements, which include skills and personality traits. It's also has a personality assessment that diagnoses how good a fit this candidate is. And it even provides tools to onboard and to develop your new hire. So if you're interested in the Predictive Index and you want to take the assessment for free, just get in touch with me. My website is MendozaAndOBrien.com. And as always, please connect with me on LinkedIn. Thank you.
As always, another gem from Coach Larry. Guys, go to Mendoza and O'Brien, engage Coach Larry O'Brien, and he can help you. You know, Larry can deliver the programs in English and Spanish, and he's fantastic. I highly endorse him. My strongest personal endorsement.